Hello, this is the Sri Lankan News Podcast. Every day I bring you news headlines from Sri Lanka. If you would like to stay updated about the daily news, politics and international relations of Sri Lanka, be sure to subscribe to this podcast. Hello and welcome to the Sri Lankan News Podcast. Today is Monday, 7th of June, 2021. Starting off with the headlines from the Daily FT, it says, "From France with love, but some fume." A group of 750 French naval personnel and officers will this week tour Sri Lanka under strict biosecure travel bubble conditions, though some have raised concerns over the move amidst the pandemic. They are part of two naval vessels of the French government. The visit is a diplomatic engagement under Sri Lanka-France bilateral military cooperation. The two vessels have been in high seas for the last 3 months, with the last post being Djibouti, and reached Sri Lanka today via Japan and Singapore, where technical stops were made. The tour is being carefully facilitated by multiple stakeholders, including the Foreign Ministry, the Defence Ministry, Health Ministry, the French Embassy, and the Sri Lanka Tourism, with the government's approval. Adhering to health and COVID-19 related guidelines during the pandemic, this procedure has been followed previously too when accommodating groups of tourists. The French naval team will travel to Sigiriya, Anuradhapura, Mineria Eco Park, Yala and Udavalava as part of their sightseeing experience. The Daily News reports that the opposition leader Sajith Premadasa has meanwhile criticized the government for permitting tourists to enter the country while it is facing a critical episode of the COVID-19 pandemic. Premadasa noted that such relaxation of quarantine laws might cause a third wave of the pandemic. The Daily FT also reports that the government has decided not to limit the number of visitors arriving via Sri Lanka Tourism's biosecure bubble arrangement, provided they hold tourist visas, resident visas, or are dual citizens. The relaxation is in place with immediate effect. Previously, the Civil Aviation Authority of Sri Lanka allowed only 75 passengers per aircraft, including tourists. According to the new directive, airlines can bring in any number of passengers with tourist visas, resident visas, and those who are dual citizens via the Sri Lanka Tourism Biobubble route with an approved electronic travel authorization. Meanwhile, Tourism and Aviation Minister Prasanna Ranathunga has appointed a 5-member working committee to ensure smoother arrangements when revising entry and exit rules due to COVID-19. The committee is tasked with performing a logical and timely analysis before passengers from a particular country are restricted from arriving and to streamline the mechanism to minimize disruption to the tourism and aviation industries as well as to passengers. The Daily Mirror reports that UNP leader and former Prime Minister Ranil Wickremesinghe called for the appointment of a parliamentary select committee to look into the fire on the MV Express Pearl. Wickremesinghe said, I quote, "The ship arrived in the outer harbour of Colombo on the night of May 19th. On the 20th of May, our crew entered the ship. There, they learned that there was a fire in the container boxes containing the chemicals stored on the ship. By May 25th, the Marine Environment Protection Authority had informed the International Maritime Organization that this area was in danger." End quote. The UNP leader stressed that if the explosion had taken place when the Express Pearl vessel had entered the port of Colombo, the damage would have been worse. It could have destroyed all the buildings from the Colombo port to the Shangri-La Hotel, he said. In related news, wildlife sources have said that after the burning of the MV Express Pearl ship in Sri Lankan waters, more than 10 turtles, a dolphin, seabirds and several fish have been washed ashore dead so far. They said the investigations are underway to ascertain the cause of sudden death of these marine creatures. The marine life were found from the beach areas of Putlam to Mirissa coastal areas. Under the Fauna and Flora Protection Ordinance, all sea turtles and their products like their shells and eggs are fully protected. Therefore, their carcasses have been sent to the government analyst to conduct further investigations after a court order. The Daily News reports that Sri Lanka, through its ambassador in Washington, Ravinatha Aryasinghe, called on the U.S. House Foreign Affairs Committee not to proceed with Resolution 413 on Sri Lanka, moved by Congresswoman Deborah Ross on May 18, 2021. In a communication addressed to Foreign Affairs Committee Chair Representative Gregory Meeks, the Sri Lankan government said that it vehemently opposes the contents of the resolution, which contains allegations relating to Sri Lanka that are inaccurate, biased, and unsubstantiated, raising grave suspicion regarding the intention of the resolution. The communication was accompanied by a detailed analysis of the resolution, which laid out paragraph by paragraph its prejudicial nature. The Daily Mirror reports that according to a revised set of guidelines from the Health Ministry, Sri Lankans or dual citizens who are fully vaccinated, arriving or transiting or having a travel history within the past 14 days from India, Vietnam, South African countries and South American countries will not be allowed for home quarantine, but instead they will have to go into a quarantine center. However, Sri Lankans or dual citizens who are fully vaccinated arriving from all other countries can go in for a mandatory 14-day home quarantine after undergoing a PCR test and after a negative result had been obtained. All Sri Lankans or dual citizens, irrespective from any country, have to carry a negative COVID-19 test report in English language. The Daily FT reports that all leading private commercial banks have formally notified the closure of their branches for customers until next Monday, the 14th of June. This is due to the ongoing travel restrictions, though the partial lockdown has been in operation for several weeks now. The closure includes 365-day banking branches or those that provide extended banking services as well. However, banks have said that customers could avail themselves of the banking services via online, digital and mobile channels. The police spokesman DIG Ajit Rohana said that 11 special stickers with separate colours will be introduced from today for vehicles that engage in essential services during travel restrictions are in place. The new sticker system will be used on all roads entering Colombo to ensure that people travelling for essential services without delay during these travel restrictions. The Daily FT reports that according to the Disaster Management Center, monsoon rains triggered floods and mudslides have killed at least 16 people, leaving more than a quarter of a million homeless. The Daily Mirror also reports that the disaster management authorities, with the support of the police, will evict people who are residing in areas declared red zones of vulnerability to natural disasters such as earthquakes or landslides. The decision has been taken after five people who occupied their lands, regardless of warnings, were buried alive in a landslide recently. The Daily News reports that the construction of five new flyovers and four-lane elevated expressway from New Kalani Bridge to Atharugiriya as a part of easing traffic congestion in the capital and Kandy will be launched by Prime Minister Mahinda Rajapaksa today. The inauguration ceremony is scheduled to be held with the participation of a limited number of people as per the health guidelines in place in view of the pandemic. The Daily News reports that the Central Bank of Sri Lanka's annual report for 2020 has stated that Sri Lanka's unemployment rate has risen to 5.5% by 2020. The report points out that the unemployment rate was 4.8% in 2019 and it has risen to 5.5% in 2020. Moreover, by 2020, underemployment rate had increased markedly and the total number of hours worked had dropped significantly. The Cabinet spokesman and Media Minister Kehilia Rambukwala has said that the government has so far spent 286 billion rupees on COVID-19 disease control and related activities. 80 billion rupees was spent for two tranches of the rupees 5,000 allowance given in the first wave and 35 billion rupees had been allocated for the purpose this time. The Supreme Court has ordered 6 police personnel at the Kandaketia police station to pay compensation of 300,000 rupees to a mother of a 17-year-old deceased son who died after being assaulted by police personnel in 2014. In other news, the Morning reports that the Public Health Inspectors Union urged authorities to maintain meaningful restrictions during the travel restriction period, noting that extending the period under the current system is pointless. The PHI Union Secretary Mahinda Balasuria had claimed a majority of the public was travelling without any consideration of the current restrictions. A sub-inspector and the police sergeant who were travelling in a vehicle with a suspect who leaped out of the said vehicle and died have been suspended in connection with the incident. The police media spokesman DIG Ajit Rohana has said that the action was taken as it was observed that no proper measures had been taken regarding the security of the suspect. Following the announcement made by the Ministry of Education Secretary Kapila Pereira last week that consideration has been given to providing English medium education from grade 1 at schools island-wide, various parties have raised their objections. Ceylon Teachers Services Union Secretary Mahinda Jayasingha said that the government's plan to implement this program is totally unacceptable. That's all the news on the Sri Lankan News Podcast today. If you enjoyed listening to this podcast, please share, review, and rate this podcast. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Sri Lankan News Podcast. If you would like to stay updated about the daily news, politics, and international relations of Sri Lanka, be sure to subscribe to this podcast.